Mr. Fassani, our reunion, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bundle that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips held the dollop of work on the curb. And the lights from the riots showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow white stare. He said, little girl, you can chop up my pants and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pale as beast. And he stood me down at the innocent door, and she stared at the bucket in wonder. He lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist. She thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel.
Thank you.
her till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who rob and pillage in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the coming murderer. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind the nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. 'Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. She thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther surged to her room, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice but to swim. As the frost and the water sank into her hide, she tried to slide, hanging from her skin. We'll be right back.